Eric Metaxas here. Please join me in a life-saving mission to set Sudanese slaves free through Christian Solidarity International. Since 1995, CSI has freed more than 100,000 women and children from years of bondage and abuse. Your $250 gift frees, feeds, and heals these captives and sets them on a path to a new life in freedom. Please help us free another slave now. Call 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522, or click the CSI banner at MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com.
Hey, folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss, like, playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Please keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times.
This is your final warning.
Now, here's your host, Mr. Thrill Ride himself, Eric Metaxas.
Isn't he sweet? Thank you, Todd. Folks, every now and again, I want to get a voice of moderation on the program. Somebody who says, I'm not left, I'm not right. I just want to, you know, talk to everybody. I don't want to offend anybody. I try hard to get those people. I usually fail. I never failed as spectacularly as I have failed today because my guest is Mallory Millett. You are a friend, and you were introduced to me by Ann Coulter. And I realized quickly that Ann Coulter is a moderate rhino type compared to you. That's a compliment. Mallory, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
We met close to 20 years ago.
Yeah.
We were just kids in those days.
Mm.
And your story is so interesting. We're going to talk today about Marxist feminism and that kind of thing. But I want to get your biography a little bit so people know where you're coming from.
Okay. Well, I was born and raised in St. Paul, Minnesota. And I grew up in the same bedroom sharing bunk beds with my sister, Kate Millett.
Say what? Hold on. Hold the phone. Not the Kate Millett.
The Kate Millett.
So tell my audience who the Kate Millett is, was.
Yes, because a lot of people are forgetting who she is now.
Yeah.
I mean, it used to be if you went to a village in Rwanda, they knew who Kate Millett was.
I'm not kidding. I oftentimes have confused her with Madeline Murray O'Hare.
Yeah.
She's a figure from an era, the 60s, the 70s.
Right.
Of very angry, radical feminism. And Madeline Murray O'Hara was, of course, very angry, radical atheist. But your sister kind of takes up a similar place in the culture.
Well, yes, Madeline took God out of the schoolroom. And my sister Kate took mommy out of the home. So you put those two people together, and you mix that with Benjamin Spock, who wrote Baby and Child Care, who was also a Marxist who graduated from Columbia University. You get Dr. Spock, Madeline Murray, got out of the school, Kate Millett, mommy out of the home, and you get the mess of a culture we have today.
Well, here's my question. How is it possible that you could be the sister of someone that dramatic? Because you could not be more different, and I think that's actually true. You're as different as possible. How is it possible that you were raised in the same home, grew up in the same bedroom, and she came to be, as dramatically Marxist leftist as you can possibly be, and you're the opposite?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, she was such a terror when she was a child that even when I was 3 and 4 years old, I remember watching how there would be family members in a room having a wonderful time because we grew up in a very large, many cousins, fun, boisterous Irish Catholic family, and everybody had a great sense of humor, and they always had a ball when they were together. But everybody would be having this wonderful time, and then Kate would walk in the room. And I began to see every face changed, the mood suddenly darkened, everybody got upset. They were having very bad responses to this person. And I remember when I was very young thinking, okay, I don't want people to respond that way to me. I'll just do the opposite of everything she does. And I kind of did that so that my entire personality is sort of compensatory, I think.
That's so funny. Well, okay, so what was her career path? In other words, did she, you know, it strikes me that we're talking far enough back that, you know, to talk about Marxist feminism, this was at the beginning of that movement in American culture. So when did she come on the scene?
Well, she graduated from the University of Minnesota, Phi Beta Kappa, magna cum laude. Then she went immediately to Oxford University, which is a Marxist factory, you know. Oxford, you go there, you come out a Marxist.
It's not exactly liberty, but
that's
go ahead.
It. So when she came out of Oxford, now she was quite a wunderkind because she did 3 years at Oxford in two. And she came out with first honors. She was the first American woman in history to come out of Oxford with first honors. So we were really, really, really proud of her. And she was being very celebrated. So she came back to America, and right away she fell in with this crowd of people.
You know. What year did she get out of Oxford?
Let me see. She graduated from college. Roughly.
I'm just saying that this is in
56, so she came out of Oxford in about 58, 59.
Okay, so this is right before. Yeah, this makes sense. Okay, so she falls in. Was it in New York?
She went to teach at, I'm forgetting the name of the school now. It's a Mid-Atlantic. It's a, oh, dear.
Well, believe me, it makes no difference. All I want to know is, how does she fall into this? Like, I'm just fascinated that she was raised exactly like you, and she falls into this very radical, angry, super angry feminist. I mean, there's no feminist as angry as she was.
She hated boys. When we shared these bunks, I would listen to these long diatribes into the night about how we're as good as boys. We can do anything boys can do. Everybody makes such a big thing about boys. And so she had this thing about, you know, I always say to people, she was completely heterosexual, but then she went into a homosexual lesbian phase just to sort of, but I always say to people now, if she were going to college now, she'd be transitioning. She'd be growing a beard and becoming a guy.
So, she had a transgressive side to her back before we heard that word.
And then she taught at Barnard. She came back and she just fell in with people like Angela Davis was one of her best friends. Yoko Ono was her very dear close friend. Yoko Ono and John Lennon and Angela Davis and Simone de Beauvoir was a very close friend of hers. So she fell in with all these people, Gloria Steinem.
Did you ever associate with her during those years? Were you you were still friendly with her during that time?
Oh, at that time, I had become a Marxist feminist.
You know, I forgot this about you.
Yeah.
I forgot that you'd become a Marxist feminist. Yeah. Okay, let's keep going. Right. But you also wanted to be an actress, and you became an actress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
During this period?
Yes. I became an actress. That's another whole long story. I lived in the Far East for quite a while, and I became a member of the Manila Theater Guild when I was living in Manila, and I was, you know, very active in the Manila Theater Guild. So when I came back to America, I landed in Los Angeles first, and I decided I'd stay there and become an actress. But then Kate just kind of forced me to come to New York. I was really lonely and desperate in Los Angeles. So she kept saying, come to New York. We're making history. We're starting the National Organization of Women, and you can be part of it. We're changing the world. We're changing the world, you know. So I came to New York, and I lived with her in her loft, and she was writing her Columbia PhD thesis, Sexual Politics. And she was writing that book right at that time. She was finishing her thesis. And in fact, I titled that book. We were pondering what could be the title, what could be the title. And one night we were having dinner, and I said, well, you know, it's about sexual politics, right? And she said, yeah. I said, well, you know. And she went, oh, my gosh, that's it. You know, so that became a runaway bestseller. her PhD thesis became a runaway bestseller.
Yeah.
Which is very unusual. You know,
I was going to say, that's pretty darn unusual.
Yeah.
That anybody would read a PhD thesis if they didn't have to.
Right.
But so that's what launched her, basically, as face of Marxist feminist.
Yeah, because they put her on the cover of Time magazine then, and they called her the Mao Zedong of the women's movement.
Oh, that is
Time magazine
so...
Did.
They called her the Mao Zedong of the women's movement?
They interchanged that with the Karl Marx of the women's movement. They were calling her both of those things.
And this was in the mid-60s? When was this?
This was in 1970, that Time cover
70
came
out. Now, okay.
But she was considered the theoretician of the women's movement.
Okay, because she was obviously brilliant. So when did your path and hers diverge?
Well, my friend Lisa, who's here with me today, and I became roommates in a loft on the Bowery right around the corner from Kate. And we were leftist hippies, and we were Kate's little acolytes because I, you know...
This is in the 70s.
This was in the late 60s, early 70s.
Right. And actually, hang on. We're going to hit pause. We're going to be right back with a very important subject and guest. Stick around.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous? With all the recent fluctuations, it's hard to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. That's right, 86%. Founded by artificial intelligence software developers, Vantage Point gives traders and investors the advantage you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented proprietary technology is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds. No more guessing when to get out or when to stay, buying too high and selling too low. Text MONEY to 411-411. That's MONEY to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point Software. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
How would you like to get 1 ounce of pure silver absolutely free? This is not a joke. Right now, if you go to GetMySilver.com, Gold Co., the premier name in precious metals, will send you a free 1 ounce silver American Eagle coin, and all you have to do is pay for shipping and handling. That's it. No further obligation. This same coin sells for more than $20 online, but you can get one right now for free. Just pay for shipping and handling. Now, there's a limit of one per household, and at this price, you know how long this offer will last. So don't wait. If you want to get your free 1 ounce silver American Eagle, simply go to GetMySilver.com right now. That's GetMySilver.com to get your free 1 ounce silver American Eagle. Don't delay. Go to GetMySilver.com. GetMySilver.com. That's GetMySilver.com to get your free 1 ounce silver American Eagle. GetMySilver.com.
Folks, let me ask you, where does the profit from your cup of coffee go? Pete and Seth Talbot, the owners of Relief Factor, have just started something called Honor Bound Coffee, and they've committed 100% of their profits to serve and bless military families. It's not an occasional or token gift. It's 100% of the profits. And believe me, this is premium coffee at a great price. All you coffee lovers and experts are going to love this coffee. But you'll know that with every cup of medium, dark roast, or decaf honor-bound coffee, you'll be helping military families who serve with honor and protect us day after day, year after year. And to get started, Pete and Seth are offering on your first order, buy two bags of honor-bound coffee for the price of one. So please stand with Pete and Seth and me and all of us here at Salem. Go to honorboundcoffee.com, not just the best coffee available, the top 1%. And honor-bound is coffee with a purpose. Give your family great coffee and give back to our military. HonorBoundCoffee.com. Is this not terrific? I gotta tell you, I can't wait.
The following is not an actor, but a real life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I
had a lot of credit card debt and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Hey there, folks. That's Chicago. I'm Eric Metaxas, and I'm talking to my friend Mallory. But the website is Mallory Millett. Mallory Millett. Mallory, that's your maiden name?
Yes.
Okay. Mallory Millett is your website. We are talking about how did everything get royally screwed up in Western culture, and we're going back to the beginning to your sister, Kate Millett, who was one of the architects of the feminist Marxist movement, which has resulted in tremendous destruction to families and so on and so forth. You end up being radically opposed to her. I didn't mention when I first introduced you, you're the director of the David Horowitz Freedom Center. We just had David Horowitz on here. We love him. And you're on the Board of Regents for the Center for Security Policy. Frank, another friend.
Right.
But let's go back. You said that Germaine Greer didn't decide to publish her book, The Female Eunuch, until after your sister published her book, Sexual Politics.
Yes. She always said that she was terrified to publish her book because it was so radical. But the minute that Sexual Politics came out, she had the nerve to publish her book.
Okay.
The Female Eunuch.
And so at this time, you're hanging out with...
Yes. I'm under my big sister's wing.
Okay.
You know, I'm new in New York. I know not one soul in New York.
Okay, so you're buying into this stuff.
Oh, now I'm buying into it all, you know.
Yeah.
When I said I was going to go to the University of Minnesota, the nuns said to me, you're going to come out a communist and atheist, and I laughed at them. And then I came out a communist and an atheist from the University of Minnesota.
Yeah.
Then I went to live in the Far East for 4 years. But when I came back, I was going through culture shock. I didn't know where to go. I didn't even know how to buy groceries anymore. I didn't know how to live in America. America had changed. In the years I was gone, they went from Jackie Kennedy and the pillbox hats and the little white gloves to I landed in Hollywood, and there were hippies streaming up and down Sunset Boulevard smoking pot and doing acid. And I didn't know what country I'd come
back
to.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. Who are we to judge?
But I didn't
know. To quote my least favorite pope, who are we to judge? But seriously, you are now living in New York. You've swallowed this stuff. How do you make the move away from this stuff? What happens in your life?
Well, after being in this leftist feminist movement with Kate and her buddies for, about 6 or 7 years, I had had enough. I had seen enough. I saw that I was in the middle of a mass psychotic episode. These people were not sane. You know, I really needed to just extract myself from these Looney Tunes, because there is nothing crazier than a Marxist feminist. I'm sorry. Feminists out there, they're all completely nuts.
But what I find interesting is that when people rely on anger to fuel them, that's what happens.
Yeah.
You see some of it in the Trump hatred. You don't need to love Trump. You don't even need to like him. You don't need to vote for him. But there's a kind of a madness. There's a self-righteous anger that almost feeds on itself, and it drives people to preposterous intellectual positions. And it seems to me that that's what you're talking about, that the rage consumes them and takes them. So somehow you escaped this.
So, in 1980, I voted for Ronald Reagan. That was my...
Now, how did that happen?
That was
Holy
my escape.
Cow. Yeah.
Well, because, you know, I mean, I had run into every possible craziness on earth in this feminist movement.
Yeah.
Witchcraft, You know, just insanity. You know, people thinking that, let's see, we have to reduce the male population to about 10% of the human race. You know, these people
perfectly
think,
logical.
Yeah, these people think that they are directing the world now.
Well, this is social engineering. Look, yeah. We all know that if you're an enemy of American-style self-government, the other direction is totalitarian Marxism, which has no problem with, like, murdering millions. You know, that's the horror.
Yeah, right. I mean, these women, my sister's part of the feminist movement was the real man-hating, let's kill all the men aspect of the movement.
Now, did she have a bad relationship with your father? I always wonder how these things, how do people get that angry?
Yes, I have a friend who is the head of the marriage and family department at the Catholic University of Washington, of America. His name is Dr. Patrick Fagan. Do you know who he is?
No.
And he calls it the father factor, or the father, the father factor. And that he's done all this research of these women, and almost all of them have these terrible. Now, my father deserted our family when I was 7 and Kate was 12.
That'll do it. So in case you're a dad thinking of deserting your family, listen, you bum, don't even think about it, because I will come and give you talking to. No, but it's kind of true. Like, this is what I find interesting. Forgive me, Mallory, but it's like the point is sin leads to sin. When men sin and do horrible, selfish things, it usually ends up in a reaction from women being embittered, angry, and in many ways rightfully so, but then they carry it into their kind of sin. And it's heartbreaking when you think of what it would hurt a little girl of her father doing that and stuff. So I'm glad you escaped that. But it's an amazing thing. Now, when you voted for Ronald Reagan in 1980, was faith becoming a part of your life? I mean, was this a dramatic change or did it take many years?
Oh, yes, Eric. Well, you see, I found myself edging back to God. I had been really totally atheist, and then I had a few experiences, as one does, and then, of course, there was the enormously life-changing event of my meeting my fantastic husband. I have the great privilege of being married to one of the most wonderful men in the world.
I met your husband. I know your husband. I'm not physically attracted to him, but I can see how, as a woman, you would have been. So you guys met over 25 years ago, for sure. But I'm just, it's interesting how that comes into it. So that was part of the story.
I met him in 79.
Yeah.
And then he and I started, he was a fallen away Catholic too. He had gone to a boys' Catholic boarding school, and he was off, deranged from there and experimenting. But then when we came together in 1979, we both started finding our way back to God together. And then we both voted for Ronald Reagan, and then we made this couple. And I always tell people, they say, why are you so happy, or why do you look younger than you are, or all these things? And I always just say, I'm married to this fantastic man, and he energizes me, he keeps me young and alive, and he's so decent and
wonderful.
You know,
my wife looks fantastic, but she never says that. I'm going to make her listen to this show.
You've got to train her now, Eric.
Well, let me ask you, though, you were thriving as an actress. Tell us a little bit about that. In the 70s, the 80s, I mean, you were an actress in New York.
I was having a lot of fun. I was down in the downtown experimental theater thing for a while. I once shared the stage with Harvey Firestein. I once was on the stage alone with Harvey Firestein.
I didn't think Harvey would come up in this conversation.
Harvey, I was alone on the stage with him during an entire long
scene. I'm already scared. What happened?
Where he transitioned from male into female in front of the entire audience.
Right.
Where he put on drag, and I'm on the stage with him. Try being an actress on the stage with that kind of an actor.
That's funny. And so what, did you do anything more mainstream, or any soap operas
that? Oh, yes, I did soap operas. You know, I was in Love of Life. I was on Another World. I was in the original Annie.
You were in the original Annie. Yeah. When were you going to mention that, Mallory?
I originated the role of Mrs. Greer in Annie.
Are you serious?
Yes. And I also originated the role of Ginger in The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas.
So this is like in the late 70s, early 80s, correct?
Yes. And I became a member of the Actors Studio, you know, the famous Actors Studio.
You know the Actors Studio, Lee Strasberg's, it's like two doors down.
I know. And I studied right there. I was a private student with Lee Strasberg.
You hung out with Lee?
For 3 years.
Quote his lines in The Godfather? Godfather 2? Huh? My favorite line is where he says, smaller piece. You know, they're cutting the cake. It's his birthday.
Yes.
Hyman Roth. Wow, that's a big deal.
I always thought he was a terrible actor.
Well, there you go.
I never liked Lee's acting, but he was the greatest acting coach ever.
Wow, you studied with the best of the best. That's pretty incredible. You must have met a lot of celebrities at the time.
I have met a lot of very famous people, and I feel so sorry for every one of them.
Yeah.
It's a terrible thing to be famous.
Yeah, but you have some famous friends that are normal and nice.
Yeah.
I know you do.
Yeah, I do.
For example, Ann Coulter, that woman's crazy. And we've had her on the show. I love her so much. Just talking to her,
too.
She cracks me up. She has no idea how she cracks me up. But you're friends with Joan Collins. I mean, she turned out okay.
Oh, I adore Joan.
Right?
Joan is one of the most wonderful girlfriends you can ever have in this world.
Did you know Anthony Newley?
Well, his son is one of my best friends, Sasha Newley.
Yeah.
But I never met Anthony.
Yeah. I can imitate him, but I won't do it now. It's just so crazy. I love talking about Hollywood and that whole world.
Yeah.
We're going to go to another break. And during the break, I'm going to sing What Kind of Fool Am I in the person of Anthony Newley. When we come back, the website is Mallory Millett, M-I-L-L-E-T-T, MalloryMillett.com. We'll be right back.
My, oh my, you sure know how to arrange things. You said it.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump earlier today spoke about his impeachment acquittal from the White House. The president spoke before invited guests and once again said he did nothing wrong and no other president should have to go through what he did. The president promoting religious freedom during his appearance at the National Prayer Breakfast today, addressing the 68th annual breakfast, which attracts a mix of religious and political leaders. The president says his administration is creating a culture that protects religious freedom. U.S. productivity rebounded in the final 3 months of last year, helping to boost productivity growth for the year to its best showing in nearly a decade. The Commerce Department says productivity grew at an annual rate of 1.4% in the October-December quarter. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 55 points, the NASDAQ up 45. This is SRN News.
Good morning, America.
Or is it? If you're one of the millions of Americans who did not sleep well last night, it's probably a pretty average morning.
But listen up, you sleep-deprived people. There's good news. A breakthrough sleep solution called Pronto Sleep.
And when we say pronto, we mean pronto. Pronto Sleep gently opens your nose to focus breathing and help you relax and fall asleep. And the built-in scent diffuser delivers a blend of 4 pure essential oils to help you stay asleep naturally.
And then Pronto replenishes the oils ready for the next night. Too easy, eh?
And in trials, 84% of people with trouble sleeping found Pronto helped them fall asleep, and 74% found it helped them stay asleep. So make every morning a
good morning, America.
With Pronto Sleep, available now at select Walgreens, Amazon, or at prontosleep.com.
Pronto Sleep from RhinoMed, bringing you advanced nasal therapies.
Don't let your home be invaded this season with rats and mice. Keep them away the most humane way with Plug-In Pest Free, 100% chemical-free, totally safe for your family and pets, and environmentally friendly. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free, the electromagnetic pest control device that has been scientifically tested and consumer-proven since 1995. Now that's fair dinkum. With a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 2-year manufacturer's warranty, what have you got to lose? Stop inviting unwanted rodents and pests in with baits. Say goodbye to traps and start saving money today with Plug-In Pest Free. Order yours now at gopestfree.com and save 20% with promo code PEST20. That's gopestfree.com, promo code PEST20. Are you ready to start saving money? Gopestfree.com, promo code PEST20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget.
Hey there, folks. You hear that person whispering? She's my guest. She's not supposed to be whispering. But we're going to let her talk out loud now. Her name is Mallory Millett. Go to MalloryMillett.com. Mallory, there's so much. It's just so fun to talk to you. There's so much. But you, I mean, Marxist feminism is ideologically your enemy. Your sister was one of the chief proponents intellectually of Marxist feminism coming into Western culture. A horrible legacy, I'm sorry to say, but I'm glad that you're on the right side of this. You wanted to talk about how was in the 70s or the 80s that your sister spearheaded a movement to let effectively to let all the mental patients out of the mental hospitals, which became the street people of New York City.
Well, it was in the 70s.
Yeah.
And our family had tried to get Kate committed over and over again, many times.
You're not making this up. That sounds like a joke.
Oh, no.
You tried to get her committed.
Oh, we even took her to court.
And
why?
The
whole family.
But what did she do that would make her...
She was so mentally ill. She was very mentally ill, Eric. I mean, she would have these episodes where she was, you know, seeing things and staying up for six nights in a row, and her eyes would be revolving around in the sockets. I mean, foaming at the mouth. She was.
Now, why do you think it's kind of a funny thing? But how do you know? It strikes me that sometimes there's demonic stuff going on when you describe some of what I've heard you say about her. It sounds very dark. It doesn't just sound like she's, but I don't want to
very dark.
Will think that I think everything's demonic. I don't, but I think that that's a real element in our culture.
Oh, it was demonic. It was demonic, and I'll tell you, you know, when you have a person close to you who's suffering on this level, you know, the suffering that this person is undergoing is heartbreaking. Heartbreaking.
So you felt bad.
Oh,
you felt sad for her.
Oh, I was in agony. I when I went into some sort of therapy at one point myself, my therapist told me, "You're never going to make your sister sane. You cannot make another person sane. Crazy people will make sane people crazy, but sane people cannot make crazy people sane." And the pain and the agony she was undergoing was so hard to watch, because I loved her. You know, she was my sister. But after this whole business happened with our everybody in the family trying to get her, and Phyllis Chesler, you know who Phyllis Chesler is?
I just know the name.
Phyllis was involved, and she's a famous psychiatric person. She was involved in helping us. Kate decided that it was all a civil rights issue, and that when you called people mentally ill, or you tried to put them into hospitals, you were violating their civil rights.
So that's where this came from.
Yes, she decided there's no such thing as mental illness. There are just unique characters and personalities, and the rest of the world is trying to punish you for being unique or for not thinking along the straight and narrow.
Right.
And so she formed something called the Mental Patients Project. And she and a bunch of other mental patients got together, and they rallied around this thing, and they really politicked for it. And they talked New York State into releasing all of the mental patients from the mental hospitals. And there was one day, Eric, when it happened. One day the streets were one way, and the next day there were mental patients all over the streets of New York. And they were lying in the streets. These people are in agony. You're a schizophrenic, and you're hallucinating, and you've now been put out in the street. You don't even know where you are. And gangs of kids are coming and putting cigarettes out on you and beating you up and torturing you. This is what went on.
This is the 70s.
And so now look at what we're living with now. This is
the street
legacy.
People, you kind of wonder, when did that happen?
Yeah.
Once in a blue moon, when I was a kid coming to New York, you'd see someone, and you know, my parents in those days, the word was bum. You say, oh no, he's a bum.
Right.
And you'd see some sad figure. It was a rare thing. But something happened in the 70s and 80s, and it just exploded, not just in New York, but I remember in New Haven when I went to college there and all around the country. And today, we're living with it.
Well, as New York goes, so goes the nation. So once they were released in New York, slowly, slowly, they began to get released from all the hospitals. Now, what civilization puts seriously mentally ill people who don't even know what town they're in or don't know their own last name out into the streets? This is deeply uncivilized.
I should say so.
Yeah.
We're going to go to another break here, but before that, I want to tell my listeners, patronize our sponsors, most specifically our biggest sponsor, MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell. He's a friend. This stuff is fantastic, and you have to use the code Eric. But please tell your friends to do that, too. Albin, you had a really personal
Yes, my father-in-law, he bought a brand-new mattress, but he didn't tell us that he wasn't happy with it. In the meantime, we had decided we were going to give him a mattress topper for Christmas, and we finally got around to it after Christmas.
And it was busy season. These mattress toppers are so good, they're changing lives.
No, they really are, and, you know, he loves it.
Bald people are beginning to grow hair. People are losing weight. Their metabolisms are changing. It's unbelievable.
We Skype with him once a week, and he was telling us how much he loves it. In fact, he loves it almost as much as he loves his favorite son-in-law.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's got to hurt you that the mattress topper, which you gave him, has edged you out.
Well, no, it comes in a distant second.
It's competing. Alvin, after a week of the mattress topper, anyway, you're going to be history. He's not even going to remember your name anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not like a big pillow guy. Like, I don't need a different pillow. But the mattress topper, I have to tell you, I am never – remember the old, you know, Life cereal commercials? Mikey doesn't like anything. He likes it. That's kind of me. I'm astounded at the mattress topper. Like, it's almost weird where I want to say, hey, Mike Lindell, you sorcerer. How did you come up with something that gives me a better night's sleep? Honestly, you're talking about the very core of life. I mean, to get a good night's sleep, it doesn't get more basic. You got to use the code ERIC or Metaxas. Please tell your friends. Now, Albin, we didn't make New Year's resolutions.
No.
Did you?
No.
I didn't either.
No.
But you know what? A lot of people did. And one of them, for some people, is to get out of pain. A lot of people deal with chronic pain. I do. Okay. And I would say within a few weeks, almost everybody who is listening, if you're dealing with this, you can get out of pain. Most of you can. Pete and Seth Talbot, that's the father and son owners of Relief Factor, have created the three-week quick start pack of Relief Factor, and they've discounted it to $19.95. So this is a New Year's resolution. You can very likely accomplish getting out of pain, neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, general muscle aches, pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. Honestly, it works for me. That's why I rave about it. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Get the quick start pack, $19.95. You'll know within 3 weeks. Or you can call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. It works.
How would you like to get 1 ounce of pure silver absolutely free? This is not a joke. Right now, if you go to getmysilver.com, Goldco, the premier name in precious metals, will send you a free 1 ounce silver American Eagle coin, and all you have to do is pay for shipping and handling. That's it. No further obligation. This same coin sells for more than $20 online, but you can get one right now for free. Just pay for shipping and handling. Now, there's a limit of one per household, and at this price, you know how long this offer will last. So don't wait. If you want to get your free 1 ounce silver American Eagle, simply go to getmysilver.com right now. That's getmysilver.com to get your free 1 ounce silver American Eagle. Don't delay. Go to getmysilver.com. Getmysilver.com. That's getmysilver.com to get your free 1 ounce silver American Eagle. Getmysilver.com.
Hey guys, this is Larry King. Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that don't work? I've got great news for you. I had prostate problems that were driving me nuts. I tried several different natural products. None of them worked. One day I heard about Prostagenics. It beat over 157 other prostate supplements in independent lab tests and was rated number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. So I got some Prostagenics, and boy, am I glad I did. Now my prostate troubles are a thing of the past. I sleep like a champ. I feel like I did 20 years ago. Do yourself a huge favor. Do what I did and get yourself some Prostagenics.
Prostagenics comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee, so you can order absolutely risk-free. So go online or call 800-653-2083. 800-653-2083. If you call in the next 6 minutes, you can get a free bottle with a Larry King special. 800-653-2083.
Pick up the phone right now.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to my friend, Mallory Millett. You can check her out at MalloryMillett.com. That's two L's, two T's, two L's in Mallory also, MalloryMillett.com. Mallory, there's so much to talk about. You are talking about, I mean, people can find your writings, your many writings at MalloryMillett.com. But we're really talking about how things got to be where they are today. And it seems to have started right there. You're talking about your sister, who you actually say was, she was crazy, like,
well,
genuinely.
She was very, very mentally unhappy. I mean, she was a deeply disturbed person.
I mean, did that manifest itself in any way other than these ravings? I mean, I don't know much about her life.
Well, yes, in many ways. I mean, I've been in public with her when her behavior has been just so off the wall that I'd have to be kind of pretending she was normal so that I wouldn't betray her. But she was a, what do they say? She was a caution.
Yeah, a caution,
my
a card.
My grandmothers used to
a
say.
A pill.
She was a caution.
Yeah, wow.
You had to be on your toes when you were around Kate.
Okay, so many of your writings debunk your sister's theories. She promoted promiscuity, abortion, and pedophilia. I did not know that your sister's theory somehow promoted pedophilia. How did she promote that?
Oh, yeah. She thought that that for a young girl to be eroticized by an older woman, say a 3 or 4 or 5-year-old, a young boy to be eroticized by grown
men.
At
3 or 4
five? Oh, it can't be too young. They need to learn about sex from the beginning, so that they don't have any hang-ups. You know, remember, it was part of that hippie thing.
Well, it's a Freudian idea. Yeah, Freud has been disproved, but these horrible, horrible ideas linger for decades and decades.
Right.
But the idea of hang-ups, like it became a thing. This is why words are so dangerous. People make up words, and they say, oh, you're repressed. Well, what does that mean? You've got hang-ups. What does that mean? It means nothing, and yet somebody, Freud and his ilk, basically foisted this on all of Western civilization, and it's been nothing but damaging.
And it's really unbelievable to have a grown-up people sitting around talking about how healthy it is to murder your baby in the womb, and when it's his 8th month of gestation, this is a grown human being already, that's healthy, compassionate, and kind to kill that baby, and that pedophilia and pederasty and all of those things are good, they're wonderful, they're how to make a healthy society. This is their...
So she bought into the idea, the Freudian idea, that that we ought not to have any boundaries on sex, that
none.
It's what makes the world go round, and that if you follow that to its logical conclusion, you're talking about pedophilia.
Yeah, or bestiality. Or anything. All taboos must be smashed. No taboos. None. Now think of all the taboos we have. They wanted to get rid of... Kate's dream was to rid the world of all taboos. There should be nothing that's called bad or evil or sinful. And that will make us all very healthy.
What about stabbing people? Would she draw the line? I mean, come on. It's just amazing.
It's beyond belief. Yeah. I mean, it was very hard to live with.
Yeah.
I really had
to. And she passed away a few years ago?
She died on September 6th, 2017.
And what was she doing in her latter years?
Oh, she was still going around, you know, giving lectures, talking. She had, you know, she always loved Paris. She always loved France. She hung out with Simone de Beauvoir a lot. And, in fact, every time Kate would go to France, President Mitterrand would meet her personally in a big, long black limousine. And
that's heady stuff.
Yeah, yeah. The president of the country meets you all alone.
I think in history, they only did that for Jerry Lewis.
Really? Yes. Well, what a swing that is. But she had just flown to Paris with her closest friend that she was now calling her wife. And they landed in Paris that morning, and they went to their hotel room, and Kate had gone into the bathroom, and she came out laughing about how the French toilet paper was still terrible. Terrible. And she and her friends started falling apart laughing about this. Sophie said they got into a big gale of laughter, and Kate just dropped dead. They said she was dead when she hit the floor. So she died laughing.
About toilet paper.
About toilet paper.
That's a pretty weird way to go.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, I can't help but think that despite your dramatic differences, it's still, this just must have continued to be sad for you, even her. Was there family at her funeral?
Oh, yes. They had a big memorial for her here in New York City. And, you know, they were all there, Yoko Ono and Gloria Steinem and, you know, all the gang. They all came. My sister, Sally, our older sister, she's older than Kate, she was there and her children came and, you know, everybody in that little world came and showed up.
Was she bitter toward you because of your change of ideologies?
I don't think she was bitter toward me. She had a very forgiving nature because she would put up with anything, you know, as you say. I mean, you know, pedophilia, there was nothing that was unforgivable. I didn't go to her memorial. When they inducted her into the Women's National Hall of Fame with Nancy Pelosi. She and Nancy Pelosi were inducted on the same night, which I found absolutely hilarious. My whole family came, but I didn't go. My husband and I didn't go. I won't take part in these things anymore. I don't have a cell of hypocrisy in me, and I just can't pretend.
Well, you could not. I mean, you are an enemy of Marxist feminism.
Completely.
And you've devoted your life to fighting these lies and these destructive lies. And so, yeah, I think it would be very hard for you to show up and celebrate Pelosi and your sister being inducted into an organization that I'm sure has almost no one that you would admire at this point.
No. And what's really distressing me right now, just makes my heart just ache, is that the word socialism is being used in any way whatsoever in this new presidential election. Socialism is communism. Everybody needs to get over the idea that there's a difference between... Marx himself said that socialism is a thin end of the communist wedge.
Bingo. Hang on. We're going to go to a break. We'll be right back. Final segment with Mallory Millett. Mallory?
How would you like to get 1 ounce of pure silver absolutely free? This is not a joke. Right now, if you go to getmysilver.com, Goldco, the premier name in precious metals, will send you a free 1 ounce silver American Eagle coin, and all you have to do is pay for shipping and handling. That's it. No further obligation. This same coin sells for more than $20 online, but you can get one right now for free. Just pay for shipping and handling. Now, there's a limit of one per household, and at this price, you know how long this offer will last. So don't wait. If you want to get your free 1 ounce silver American Eagle, simply go to getmysilver.com right now. That's getmysilver.com to get your free 1 ounce silver American Eagle. Don't delay. Go to getmysilver.com. GetMySilver.com. That's GetMySilver.com to get your free 1 ounce silver American Eagle. GetMySilver.com.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump is taking a victory lap following his impeachment acquittal by the U.S. Senate. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president hosted a celebration in a packed White House East Room filled with Republican lawmakers and others who supported him throughout his impeachment.
I never thought a word would sound so good. It's called total acquittal.
Fueled by anger at his political rivals, Mr. Trump denounced the effort to remove him from office.
It was evil. It was corrupt. It was dirty cops.
At one point, the room erupted when the president held up a copy of the Washington Post with the headline, Trump Acquitted. Greg Clugston, the White House.
A powerful winter storm sweeping across the deep south with high winds, rains, and floods. National Weather Service confirming at least one tornado. The Dow had 69 points. The NASDAQ is up 53. This is SRN News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey there, folks. That's the Bee Gees, the Brothers Gibb. I'm Eric. This is Mallory. Mallory, we just have a few minutes left. You were talking about another a current outrage that the great Mother Cabrini, there was supposed to be a statue to her, and somebody's fighting to have another statue put up. Is that here in New York?
Yes, yes.
In the Bronx?
Yes, Charlene de Blasio, de Blasio's wife.
De Blasio's a communist.
Yeah, and he put the kibosh on Mother Cabrini's statue, and instead they want to make a statue to Marsha Johnson, who is a transvestite that I knew in the 70s because I was in the Downtown Experimental Theater, and Marsha was a man who dressed as a woman.
So they want to put up a statue of a dude named Marsha.
Yeah, a dude named Marsha.
We got to break it down for the audience. A dude named Marsha, and Mother Cabrini is a hero.
Oh,
tell us about Mother Cabrini.
A saint.
She's a saint, yeah.
She instituted so many schools and hospitals, and she just done so much for this state and city. Everything that she did was so blessed. And Marsha is this person who was working as a prostitute down by the trucks.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, folks. Who are we to judge?
Oh, no, yeah.
To quote Pope Francis, who are we to judge?
Yes.
So working as a prostitute down by the trucks.
Yes.
Man, who doesn't dream of doing that someday? This is so heartbreaking, I have to joke. I mean, are you kidding me?
No, I'm serious.
And they want to put up a statue?
My friend Lisa and I were good friends of Marsha. Marsha used to follow us around Greenwich Village and try to get makeup tips from us. And we really tried very hard to save Marsha.
So you knew Marsha?
Very well. I knew Marsha for years.
And so Marsha's a guy, and you tried to help Marsha
get straight in his life.
Straight
we wanted
in
him
his
to
life.
Get into reality. We were trying to conduct him into reality. But
You know something? It's so funny because I have to joke because this stuff is so heartbreaking.
Oh, it is.
It really is heartbreaking that there are people that are so lost.
Oh.
And then you have folks like Mayor de Blasio,
right,
who's effectively a communist, who rather than be honest, they say, no, we need to celebrate this brokenness as though this is a good.
Yes.
And it's not.
No. Marsha died a heartbroken life, died on the street. It rends your heart. You could cry for a week over this person.
I mean, just the fact that you knew this person.
Oh, yeah. We knew him well. You know?
I was hoping to end on a real bummer.
Oh, okay.
No, is there anything positive we can say before my audience jumps off a cliff?
Well, we can talk about all the wonderful things Donald Trump is doing for our country.
Okay, we have 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Well, I love Donald Trump to pieces. I read The Art of the Deal in 1993 and started running around the house screaming that he had to be president now.
You're kidding.
I'm not
kidding.
This
woman is a prophetess.
I had to wait for 26 years.
But you know what? It's interesting, Mallory, because you're right. He was saying these things many, many years ago, and people act as though he came out of nowhere. But let me just say, I haven't given you a copy of my Donald Drains the Swamp book, have I?
No.
Or my Donald Builds the Wall book.
No.
Well, earlier this week, somebody wrote a big article comparing those two fun children's books celebrating this president and American freedom, comparing them in the article, this is the headline, to Nazi propaganda. And I thought, if you live long enough, somebody out there will come, even though I've written a 600-page book against the Nazis, somebody decided that my kids' books are Nazi propaganda. So we have a lot in common. Let me just put
Nazi,
it that way.
You.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, Mallory, Millett.com is the website. MalloryMillett.com. Check it out.